Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital. We're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Getting you geared up for Commanders and Bears. The Hale Maryland rematch coming up Monday night under the bright lights at Northwest Stadium. It is a Monday night football contest, nationally televised game. Everybody will be watching, except the folks who are watching Bills and Falcons. Which I think is totally stupid that this doubleheader is actually happening. But gave you the defensive keys to victory before we took the break to wrap up the 7 o'clock hour. I want to give you my number one and two offensive keys to victory for the Washington Commanders Monday night against Chicago. Number one, please, Cliff, if you're listening to me out there, brother, I know you guys are at home this week. So there's a good chance that maybe, you know, some of the guys are tuned in as they're rolling around on their Friday night, right? Get ready to go hang out with Wes and Clarendon. If you're listening, Cliff, you know who you are, brother. You know Commanders offense. You're running the tar out of the football. It's not sexy. It's not flashy. It's not going to get you a whole bunch of style points, but it's winning you football games. And the three games that the Commanders have won this year, they have dominated on the ground. It's who you are. What happened against Green Bay, I don't ever want to see it happen again. Even to a lesser extent, what happened against Atlanta, they can't get away from this rushing attack. And this weekend, on Monday night against Chicago, Bill Merritt may go for 200 yards. Washington is a team. Should rush for 200 yards. The Bears have the second worst run defense in the NFL in terms of yards per game. In terms of rush yards allowed per play, they're giving up 6.1 yards per rush. In terms of run yards allowed before contact, the Chicago Bears, second worst in the NFL. This offensive line should feast in this matchup coming up. Chris Paul, Tunsil, Connerly, Wiley, Badass, they should dominate the matchup in the run game. And that's my number one key. Will you accept the role of being the bullies on the block? Will you accept the role? Will you accept the role of being the bullies of the NFC for that matter? Because that's who you are. Because that is who you are, point blank. You are the bullies of the NFC. Will you continue to be about that life? Will you wear that on your sleeve? That is my big question mark for the Washington Commanders. And it is the number one key offensively for them on Monday night. running the football. Point blank. Running the football is the key for Washington on Monday night offensively. You know what the other key is for this group? It's the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, continuing to play well. And he showed a hell of a lot on Sunday against the Chargers. Here's the thing, too. The last time Jayden was under the lights in a nationally televised game, he didn't play worth a damn. I'll be honest with you. He was not very good. So I think he's chomping at the bit to get out there Monday night and show that, hey, I am a big-time player that plays big in those big moments. It's who I am. It is who I am. When I think about Jayden Daniels and where he is right now in his development as a second-year quarterback, I think Sunday against the Chargers was the first time we had seen the rookie year version of Jayden Daniels all year. I think the Giants game, he was relatively sloppy. I think in the Packers game, he just simply wasn't good. But Sunday against the Chargers, it felt like, hey, well, that's the guy that was Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's the guy that led us to the conference championship. That's what it felt like watching him on Sunday. It's cut number four, Wes, from Cliff Kingsbury. Here is the offensive coordinator of your Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, on his evaluation of Jayden Daniels this past Sunday against the Chargers.
Thought he protected the ball well. It's a good defense that we faced, and I liked that we started slow, and he was really unfazed by that. Just continued to play at a high level, had some good throwaways, and kind of knocked the rust off and led his team to a victory.
I love the point that Cliff made that their slow start offensively did not faze Jayden. He didn't begin to press, wasn't moping on the sideline, wasn't pouting, wasn't crying. This kid gives you a chance to win every time he's out on the field. I know it's going to sound cliche and folks are going to roll their eyes and be like, duh. But, like, that's what we've craved and have been thirsty for years. A guy under center that gives you the shot, a chance to beat anybody. We have that now here in Washington. And where I get excited about is this. They're just scratching the surface in terms of who they're going to be by season's end. When they get McLaurin back, when they get Cosme back, when they just become healthier in all phases, I think we'll see this Commanders offense really tap into its full potential. My number three key, I'll give you three for the offense. My number three key for the Commanders offense, staying on schedule. Staying on schedule. Right now, the Washington Commanders are 27th. 27th in the NFL on third down. 27th in the NFL on third down. In terms of third and long situations, I believe they've had like the third most in the NFL. They got to stay ahead of the sticks. Got to. Give your offense the best chance to succeed. Improve your third down numbers, because that's the one thing about, in terms of, you know, your ability as an offense. Right now, it feels like you don't, and maybe this is where you miss McLaurin and where you miss your big play guys at wide receiver. It feels like offensively they don't have the ability to overcome mistakes. Which NFL off, and I'm looking it up here right now, has had the most third and long situations. And the more I think about it, I know the answer. It makes sense to me why this is happening. And I don't have these numbers, but I think just in watching, you all can feel this in real time. Each of the last, really all the games to start the year, we have seen these like pre-snap motion penalties, illegal shifts called out of the wazoo on Washington. That has to stop. It has to. they cannot continue to shoot themselves in the foot offensively. Because you'll be able to overcome it against the Chargers. You'll be able to overcome it against the Raiders and against the Giants. But when the competition ratchets up, that facet of the game becomes a lot more difficult. But staying ahead of the chains, having balance, it's all big, all super-duper important for this Commanders offense coming up Monday night against the Chicago Bears. They're probably going to be without Terry McLaurin. One dude that has made the absolute most of his opportunity is someone that I wrote off. It's cut number 6 from Cliff Kingsbury. Luke McCaffrey has really burst onto the scene the past couple of weeks and showed folks, hey, I know it may not have been the best start for me, but I'm here now. And I always say this about Luke, football player, man. He is a football player. He plays on every special teams unit. He blocks. Never see him pouting. He's grown on me. I know people are going to say, well, now you were calling him a bust. To that point, he was a bust. And obviously, y'all know how it is. It's clearly too early for me to be calling anyone a bust. But I was trying to make the point that, hey, this kid has not seized his opportunity. Now he is. Last couple of games, he's been without McLaurin. And Luke McCaffrey has made a big-time play on special teams or in the pass game. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on the continued development of Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, just continues to get better and better, like we talked about. I really liked how he came back, the attitude, you know, the physical shape he was in, and has just taken and run with it. It was a lot to ask him to play inside and outside last year, and I think he's settled in now, and we have full confidence wherever we put him, he's going to go make a play, and I know Jaden does too, so that's been cool to see that connection kind of grow in year two.
Yeah, and I think that the last part of what Cliff said doesn't get talked about enough, I guess. When you're having to learn both slot and outside, I think you're kind of like you're drinking through a fire hose. And to Luke's credit, he's made the most of his opportunity this time around. And I think, and I said this the other day, if you're really an organization that prides itself on competition everywhere all the time, when Noah Brown gets healthy, how do you just insert him back into the lineup with Luke McCaffrey to make a place? How does he just get his job back? Will he just get his job back? Should he just get his job back? 1-800-636-1067. This is cut number 10 from Cliff Kingsbury. He went into detail about the plan they set out for Luke McCaffrey in the offseason. And anytime you're getting that type of or getting this type of answer from an OC, it's starting to feel like internally Luke's got a lot of fans. And I guess what we say on the air and on social media doesn't really matter. It's about what they think internally. Everyone seems to bring up his work ethic. You remember the stories last year about him showing up and throwing early with Jaden in the bubble. For us to never see that come to fruition, it made it seem like he was just some flash in the pan. But I don't know how good he'll ever be as a starting wide receiver or if he is a starting wide receiver. But I do know this, like I said before, he is a football player. He's going to do whatever you ask at 110 miles per hour. And that's all you can want. But he is a guy that wants to continue to, you know, expand his offensive role. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on if they set goals for Luke McCaffrey this past offseason.
I just think as an organization, we all kind of gave him a vision for what we saw in that role, what it could look like. And he came back really focused and really understanding, like, we have some really good wideouts on this team, and so if I'm going to contribute, this is what my role needs to be, and I need to be a master of the offense, understanding inside, outside, and then the play style, and he's done that. So it's really, as a coach, and I know Bobby feels the same way, it just makes you super proud to see a kid dedicate it whole offseason to it and then come back and have the results he's had.
And for me, it feels like with Luke, it's only the tip of the iceberg is his involvement. Continues to expand with Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown both being in and out of the lineup. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's bring you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack. My top 6 Commanders I'm putting under the microscope heading into Monday night's game against the Bears. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
One 800 636 1067
is the number. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in charge of Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. In the 9 o'clock hour, our pal Logan Paulson, former Redskins tight end and co-host of the Take a Man podcast with Grant Paulson, rather. He's going to join the program before we get out of here, coming up in about a half hour in the final hour of the show. Right now, though, one of my last show before the game rituals is Nell's Super Six Pack, putting six Commanders under the microscope. Which six Commanders are we going to put under the microscope that have to play well in order for Washington to win on Sunday? Without further ado, the latest installment of Nell's Super Six Pack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Coming in at number 6, and now Super Six Pack, my top 6 Commanders that must play well on Monday night against the Bears. Number 6 is a young man that had his coming out, Jordan McGee. The Chicago Bears play a lot of 12 and 13 personnel that should allow Washington to go with their 3 linebacker look more times than not. And that would allow Jordan McGee to get on the field and be able to use his athleticism, use his speed. Here's the thing about McGee. I think as a blitzer, he's got a talent. I think he's got a really good knack for blitzing and trying to get after the quarterback. Doesn't mean it's always going to bring him down. But I think he just plays fast and adds some much-needed speed to that position. Before last weekend, I think he had played 15 total snaps on the year, and then he ends up playing somewhere near 15 snaps last weekend. He was super impactful. I wonder, and blitzing is going to be huge because Caleb Williams is one of the least pressured quarterbacks in football. Bears offensive line doing a pretty decent job in protecting him. I think if you're Washington, you may have to send 5 and 6 guys in order to get after Caleb on a consistent basis. I wonder, and someone asked it this week to Joe Witt, was him playing as much as he did last week scheme specific, or is he turning a corner and they want to see more? Joe Witt says a little bit of both, or whether it was game plan specific, not scheme specific. But Witt said it was a little bit of both. I think you got to let him play a little bit more. I think you need to put a little bit more food on his plate. The Bears on Sunday are going to be starting Theo Benedict and Ozzie Trapillo at their tackle spot. Darnell Wright probably not going to play, and then they benched Braxton Jones last weekend. So Bears offensive line is in shambles. I think adding – uh-oh! See, when we're talking about Monday Night Football and you play some Monday Night Football music, it gets your boy revved up.
Well, I had to play Monday. What am I going to play Thursday Night Football?
I mean, come on. What were you going to do, Wes?
Come on.
Come on, pal. There we go. One of the best is the Monday Night Football team. But, no, seriously, with the Bears' offensive line being in shambles, I think blitzing, causing confusion up front, creating some free rusher situations like Witt was able to do last weekend, I think that'll be huge. Jordan McGee should be the beneficiary of that. Number 5, and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top 6 Commanders that I'm putting under the microscope heading into this weekend against the Bears. Number 5 is Josh Connelly Jr., the rookie out of Oregon. Here's why. Last 2 weekends, against the Falcons and against the Chargers, Josh Connelly's been awesome. Had a little bit of baptism by fire right off the rip, where he saw Max Crosby and Micah Parsons and Brian Burns. Josh Connelly is continuing to get better, but he's going up against Montez Sweat, on Sunday. And Montez Sweat has been abysmal, god-awful for the Bears to start this year. And being that he's going up against his former team, I think Montez is going to be a little motivated. Go to cut number 12 for me, Wes. It is Cliff Kingsbury on Josh Connerly, the rookie out of Oregon, his continued development as we get geared up for Monday night against the Bears.
Just continues to improve as well. We talked about the stretch he had to open his career there. Right tackle was kind of a murderer's row of some of the top pass rushers in the NFL. And so I think he learned a lot from that. And the more he plays, the better he's going to get. He's another guy who he's very conscientious, comes from a great program at Oregon, was really well coached, knows how to study film, knows how to prepare. And so those things, as the season goes on, he's going to have his up.
Look, did you cut him off, Wes? I think you may have cut him off.
No.
It was just over.
I think that was the end.
As a young man, in terms of like his improvement over the course of the year, I think the last 2 weeks against Atlanta, really the last 3 weeks, I think he played well against Crosby too. Against Atlanta, against the Raiders, and against the Chargers, we have really seen him take a step forward. And I'm excited about it. Because for this team to reach its maximum potential, Josh Connerly can't look like a rookie. And I think as we roll throughout this season, he's going to have some more tough assignments. But I think he's more equipped now to handle it. Number four. Nell Super Six Pack, top six Commanders under the microscope. Heading into Monday night, Deebo Samuel. Deebo, right now, is on pace for 1,000 yards receiving and 8 receiving touchdowns. Having a hell of a start to the year. And I told you back in camp, when this offense was struggling, minus Terry, minus Noah Brown, it was Deebo Samuel that was out there hooking up with Jayden Daniels day in and day out. A lot of people were poo-pooing the acquisition of Deebo this offseason. How do you like him now? He has been the most reliable wide receiver for the Washington Commanders in the first 5 weeks of the season. And there's just some smart radio host out there that said it back when he was first acquired.
Are you one of them?
I think I am the one.
I think
it's me. I said it. I was sitting in here with Toby Altizer, sitting in for B. Mitch and Finley. And I said he is going to lead the team in total touches, and he's also going to lead the team in total touchdowns. Right now, he's got 3 receiving touchdowns. That's tied for 12th in the NFL. He's got 30 catches. That's tied for 9th. In a nutshell, man, for lack of better words, Deebo Samuel's playing his ass off, man. I'm super duper excited for him. I can't wait until Terry McLaurin is back, and then we can get the best version of Deebo Samuel. Here is the offensive coordinator of your Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, on the energy that Deebo Samuel brings.
Just the competitive nature. I mean, he is as competitive as I've been around. I mean, on game day, he sets the tone with the intensity, the focus. You know, when he touches the ball, you're like, okay, here we go. And I think that gives us all a lot of confidence when he's out there. But he's practiced every day, you know, when he hasn't had any sort of issue that he's been here from spring workouts on. Like, he wasn't asking for vet days, wasn't taking days off, and he just loves to play. And I think that is infectious.
Indeed it is. Deebo Samuel has been really a godsend for this Washington Commanders offense. I love the rapport him and Jayden have been able to build. Like I said a moment ago, when you get Terry back, that allows Deebo Samuel to reach his full potential as well. I got to say this, though, and it's kind of early to be looking at this. I get it. Are you going to bring him back this offseason? He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Does it make sense to invest that much money in your wide receiver core? We're going to have to wait and see, but I will say this. He's making it a real tough decision. That's halfway through Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that I'm putting under the microscope for Monday Night Football against the Bears. Number six, Jordan McGee. Number five, Josh Connolly. Number four, Deebo Samuel. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, three through one in Nell's Super Six Pack, the top six commanders that are under the microscope heading into Monday night against the Bears. What the hell did you just send me, Wes?
I was wondering if your wife had suggested a pumpkin patch this weekend.
First of all, Wes, I'm not married. You young twerp. Third of all, well, second of all, how'd I go from one to three?
It's a dog.
You're such a
national champion.
You're such a biased Buckeye fan.
He won at Florida, too. In fact, he beat Ohio State at Florida.
Did he win in Jacksonville in the NFL?
No.
No. That's all that matters.
Well, what about Nick Saban?
Yeah, but he wasn't an embarrassment the way that Urban Meyer was. He wasn't kicking people.
Hey, man, he was Urban Meyer. He was at the bar.
He was at the bar.
Yeah, I might see him tonight. Arlington.
Nick Saban hangs around in Arlington?
No, Urban.
Urban hangs in Arlington?
Hey, he's bars. He's going to bars and stuff. Oh, man. Hanging out with...
You, literally, as an Ohio State fan, you would literally probably, like, bow down and try to... Can I kiss your feet, Mr. Meyer?
No. No. I'd bring him on the show, actually.
What the hell?
He'd be a guest.
What relevance would he have? No offense.
Ball knowledge.
Ball knowledge?
Yeah.
Come on. You think he knows ball?
I do think he knows ball. If he wins several natties, yes.
You can win natties without knowing ball.
I don't know about that.
Ryan Day won a natty. He doesn't know ball.
He does know ball. Winningest coach in college football.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're literally.
If he retired right now, he would be the winningest.
Do they pay you to come on there and say these fifth. Things? You plead the fifth. I'm going to plead 3, 2, and 1 in my Super Six Pack. Nell's Super Six Pack. Our top six commanders were put under the microscope. I gave you six through four. Jordan McGee, 6. Josh Connolly, 5. Deebo Samuel, 4. Number 3. Cue that music up for us, Wes. Number 3 in Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six commanders that I'm putting under the microscope Monday night against the Bears. Number 3 is Dorrance Armstrong. Why is Dorrance Armstrong going to be key? Caleb Williams, and I know some of you all may not believe this, but it's true. Caleb Williams is one of the least pressured quarterbacks in the NFL through the first 5 weeks. Dorrance Armstrong is 3rd in the NFL in sacks. If he can somehow wreak havoc and get after Caleb Williams, Washington's going to have a pretty damn fun Monday night. But Dorrance Armstrong has got to continue to wreak havoc. He's going up against a baby at the tackle spot. He's got to win that matchup. And if he does, which I think he will, Washington's defense should have no problem corralling Caleb Williams in that Bears offense. Number 2, and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that I'm putting under the microscope. Number 2 is Javon Kinlaw. The big fella Javon Kinlaw, his contract, I'll never forget, we were on the air. I was on the air on the Team 980 on that day in free agency in which the news broke that they were paying him $15 million per. People were losing their minds saying, why would you pay Javon Kinlaw? Why would you pay Javon Kinlaw? What you've seen over the first 5 weeks is why they paid Javon Kinlaw. He's going to be huge on Monday night, but he's got to be disciplined. He has penetrated and won getting upfield as much as any D tackle in the NFL in terms of pressing the pocket. He's been great at that to start. What he's got to do, though, when rushing Caleb, is maintain your rush lane discipline. That's the key. We've seen Caleb escape out of the back door. We've seen Caleb step up and escape. I'm talking about the stepping up and escaping part. But I'll take it a step further with Kinlaw. If you could consistently put the guard in the lap of the quarterback, they're not going to have much success. That is number two in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders I'm putting under the microscope heading into Monday night. Number one is a dude that actually played pretty freaking well last weekend in L.A. against the Chargers, giving up just one reception. It's Marshawn Lattimore. He's going to have his hands full. Whether he's stuck with Adunze, whether he's stuck with Luther Burden, whether he's stuck with DJ Moore, it's going to be a long, not long, it's going to be a tough afternoon for Marshawn Lattimore because these cats he's going up against can straight up ball. But notice how the last three players in the six-pack were defensive players, and they all go hand in hand. If Dorrance Armstrong gets pressure, Marshawn Lattimore will get picks and have to cover for a shorter amount of time. Same thing with Javon Kinlaw. The other piece where Kinlaw comes in important is stopping the Bears' rushing attack, which has been non-existent to this point in the season. I just want Washington to keep it that way. That's going to do it, though. For Nell Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that I'm putting under the microscope, getting ready for Bears and Commanders coming up on Monday night. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, more overtime here on The Fan. Logan Paulson, former Redskins tight end, going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We get his thoughts on Bears and Commanders coming up on Monday night. Quick side note here. WNBA Finals underway right now on ESPN. And Asia Wilson in the Aces looking to close this bad boy out.
They're up 3-0.
Up 3-0, and damn, they're dominating once again tonight. Game one of the WNBA Finals was the most watched WNBA Finals game since 1997. So, I think...
I respect that.
Respect it a lot. I say this a lot, but... And you're a baseball mark, so you're going to think I am just absolutely losing my mind. I don't know how quickly it'll happen, but I don't think we're too far away from the WNBA being the fourth biggest sport in the Big Four. Right now it's baseball, hockey, NFL, NBA. I think the WNBA is going to pass NHL in popularity within the next five seasons.
For a second, I thought you were about to say baseball.
I mean, baseball is too niche of a sport.
Well, it's also, you know, the second most viewership, so it would never be the NFL or the MLB. But yeah, hockey, yeah, maybe possibly.
I know that upsets a lot of folks out there, Wes.
The NHL, I mean.
How much hockey did you watch last season? Are you a hockey guy?
I'm not a hockey guy. I went to one game because my friend is a Capitals fan, and so I went to it. I mean, yeah, it's fun to go to.
Yeah, the Capitals are the local hockey team we have here.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
Yo, Linnell, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, you got it, man. When she did the Super Six Pack, I was like, man, I'm hyped, man.
I'm ready to roll.
Ready to roll, bro. I've been seeing a few videos on Instagram. I kind of try to look at some tape for myself. Uh-huh. Man, that Payne and Kinlaw, man, when they decide collectively, like, we're about to change the dynamic of this game. We're going to make energy. You know, we about to get this thing going. It's not always five. And I called it to another show, and I was saying the uh-huh. good teams are layered like a cake. You know, the more layers you have, think about the Commanders, for example, them on the kickoff return and punt return and the run game and the two big guys down in the middle. There's certain layers that I think – you're hoping to have as the year goes along, and everyone's kind of freaking out. We need this, and we need that. As long as Terry is ready to take a screen 60 yards in January,
right.
he could sit for all I care because I'm not concerned about jumping around my daggone living room
right.
in the regular season because that's not my interest in ball. Like, it's cool for a second, but then I know it's like, no, man, you're not guaranteed a championship just from having your one produce. There's other facts and other things that have to points of emphasis that a team has to have as playoffs run around. So I'm looking, I'm like, if we can get good returns consistently as the year goes along with our running game and chipping in with the return game, these are things that you can't take away. You know,
you can't. I'm glad you brought up
investment,
the return
man.
Game.
Look at this investment that he's done.
I'm glad you brought up the return game, because if you watch, if you watched Philly last night, Washington's return game is used as a weapon. Philly's return game literally killed them last night. So,
yeah,
I muff kicks out of bounds. I think now that this team is winning more than it's losing over the past calendar year, I think we're starting to get more nuanced with our conversation, and I love the fact that we are really putting special teams on Front Street. And Elijah, I'll let you go on this. You may have heard me say this before. My old ball coach in college called special teams "we-fence." Not offense, yeah. Not defense, but "we-fence," because all guys from both sides of the football are a part of it. Appreciate you as always, Elijah. 1-800-636-1067. You know, the Commanders special, they're a tone-setting unit. They're a tone-setting unit. And what I wonder moving forward, when the return game at least, is how long is Debo going to not be back there? Because I know McCaffrey's been great, but Debo can score anytime he touches it. I don't know if I think that way about McCaffrey.
Jalen Lane?
So punt return is different than kick return. So I would leave him as the punt returner, but ever since Terry has been out of the lineup, Debo has been taken off a kickoff return, and I wonder, like, is that a decision? Is that a decision they're going to regret at some point? I wonder how he feels about it. Because if you're a new age special teamer in today's NFL, and you don't have to run down at 100 miles an hour and clock somebody, special teams is fun. Tone setter, like I continue to describe it as. But, I'm curious to see Debo Samuel's usage on special teams when Terry McLaurin comes back to the lineup, if Terry McLaurin comes back to the lineup. The last caller, Elijah, brought up Terry in his absence. As we continue to watch this offense grow and develop and watch that matter, I think we're going to, and we talked about this earlier in the show, we're going to see this group really hit their stride when everyone's healthy. Let's talk about offensively. And the big elephant in the room is, when do you get Terry back? When do you get Terry back? Everything opens up with McLaurin out there. But I know what folks have thought. Wes, let me ask you this. If I would have told you back in August that through 5 weeks, Terry McLaurin was going to be a non-factor, what would you think this team's record would be through 5 weeks? If I told you Terry and Noah Brown were going to be a non-factor, which has been the case here?
Based off the schedule, actually, yeah, two wins.
Probably looking at a 2-3 team.
Because I would give them the Giants and the Raiders.
And you would have them losing to Atlanta, Atlanta, Green Bay, and the Chargers.
Yeah, and in fact, probably this. I guess the Commanders are home this week against the Bears, but I would have put the line at 1, maybe 1.5.
Yeah,
not 4.5.
Line opened up at 5, I believe. So it's now dropped to 4.5. Is what you're saying? Yeah, I think that's the big point for me and why I'm super optimistic about this group. They haven't even scratched the surface in terms of how good they can be offensively. And right now, they're probably the most difficult and most dynamic rushing attack in the NFL to prepare for.
They're the most difficult rushing attack to prepare for. They're the most dynamic rushing attack to prepare for because they do so much with the window dressing, with the eye candy, to play with your eye discipline, whether you're a linebacker, whether you're a defensive end. So I think Cliff and company deserve a ton of credit for that. When Terry comes back, though, oh, and Scary's back. Sky's the limit for this offense. My question is, when does he come back? We were talking about this at the very beginning of the show. When are we going to see Terry McLaurin? That's my big question. When are we going to see him? You know, we're not going to see him most likely Monday night.
I don't think you rush his process.
No, not
why
at all.
Why would you? There's no need. I mean, they're playing fine.
Right.
So I'm fine. If it's longer, then it.
I wish he would have just had surgery and got put on IR and would have been forced to miss at least a month. Because I don't get this game. Because,
I mean, he's going to probably. I mean,
he's going to want to play, but like.
What, 2.5 weeks already?
This will be 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
I just am of the mindset of like, I don't want this to drag on throughout the entirety of the season. And when you're talking about a soft tissue injury that you try and rush back from, it's going to be something that impacts you the rest of the way. I don't want that to be the case. Because what's more important? Week 6 at home on Monday night against the Bears? Or week 14 against name random team? You know what I'm saying? You want him available for the stretch run of your season. That's the most important thing for me with McLaurin.
Which would what? Be the Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions?
I would think, right? Like this, that stretch right there, I'll even take it further, Wes, and go all the way up Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, Dolphins, Broncos, Vikings. That 6-game stretch is huge. I think they're in the midst of one right now. Because wouldn't it would be so...
I mean, you can make a case that it would be Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions.
I think from a matchup standpoint, and what Dallas has on the perimeter, and what they have up front along the offensive line...
With Diggs?
I'm talking about with Pickens and with CeeDee Lamb potentially returning.
That too.
Like, Washington's pass defense has been spotty to start this year, and the common theme has been... When they've been able to get after the opposing team's quarterback, their pass defense thrives. When they can't, they struggle. Look at Atlanta, look at Green Bay, games where they struggled. Against Dallas, their offensive line, to me, is one of the better ones in football. If you can't get after Dak Prescott, they're going to carve you up. Point blank. So, the hope is that this pass rush starting on Monday against the Bears, the hope is that this pass rush can show us, show the world that, hey, we're legit. Final hour of power coming up here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Logan Paulson going to join us here in this 9 o'clock hour. When we come back, you know how we do it, Wes. Play Monday morning headline. This time, it'll be Tuesday morning headline. What will the papers read after Washington's big time contest Monday night against the Bears? We'll tell you that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.